Hello, ladies and gents. It's Tucker, and you are about to listen to the Tuckered Out podcast, sponsored by Queen City Grounds and Sonorous Wave. So sit back, relax. If you are on a long drive, look at the road, seriously, but listen. If you are in a coffee shop, good, because that's actually where I am right now. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Nearly done with adolescence, and you told me that you'd go nowhere, and that it caused great despair. Suffocate, no air, you take my breath away. What's up, y'all? We are back with Tuckered Out. We got a friend on the show today. What's up, Trent? This is
What's
Trent
up,
Dominic.
Tucker?
I like to do a little intro to make sure that you know that we are talking to someone that knows, that has some business in the music business, if we know what I'm
saying. Sure.
So he's got a cover of Creep Out, which is fantastic. He also has a project called Godspeed Epic. He actually has it on a sternum, which is awesome. And also another thing is that you are one of the best singers I have met here in Charlotte. And you have a vibe that I have already kind of
I
mentioned to people
it.
That is like Giveon meets Hozier.
Okay.
Like,
I
have you heard that before? Have you heard both of those at all? Mm-hmm. Compared? No?
Never. I've sang a Hozier song, but I've never.
Which one?
Maybe Sweet.
Oh, yeah. Do you mean and Too Sweet?
Too Sweet, yes. I'm sorry, Too
Dude,
Sweet.
Dude, that song's crazy.
Funny story. So I fell in love with that song the moment I heard it.
Really?
So I took the chords to that song, me and Tom, and we literally flipped the song and created like our own little thing. The song isn't out yet, obviously.
Oh, but you could put that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So you know, it's
That's
like a little
nice.
A little thievery, but,
okay.
You know.
That's what we do on Tuckered Out. We got spoilers.
Yeah.
Dude, let's start where you began.
Okay.
You grew up in Winston.
Mm-hmm. Winston-Salem.
All right, so talk to me about Winston. What is the scene like when it comes to music in Winston, and how did you end up deeper in the scene of Winston?
Never ended up in the scene of Winston because
really?
I moved to Charlotte when I was like 5.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
So I was a kid, or maybe 6, because I think I was in like kindergarten or first grade. So I'm basically a Charlottean. I've lived here most of my life. I don't know the music scene in Winston at all. But I at least growing up, I loved Winston. It's a small little like mom and pop town. Good bakeries.
Winston. When I was young, I got that so confused. I remember like Winston, High Point, and Greensboro. I would get them confused all the darn time.
Yeah, because I grew up there, I always knew the difference. Because I would, I had an aunt who lived in High Point, and Greensboro is just Greensboro. So,
what would you say is like the main differences when it comes to the culture of Winston, High Point, and Greensboro? I've actually never asked someone that question. I'm curious.
Sure.
From someone that's from that place.
Yeah, so I'll say High Point is very like. Like it's like a settled downtown, you know. Like it's you know the older couples.
That
it's
college?
Very slow moving. Yeah, I mean, and other than the college, that is really what
like
makes
a
High Point. Yeah.
My goodness.
Greensboro is really just college, and you know small towns. Well, UNCG and North Carolina A&T. So
right, A&T's there too.
Yep, and they're literally right down the street. Mm-hmm. So when you think of Greensboro, the culture is really college in my head, and then Winston is more like. Families and they have a college, but it's like
Winston-Salem State. Come on now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So they do have a school, but Winston to me is just like home. So like you know that's really like the culture for me as far as it goes.
That's cool, man. That's cool. And you got here when you were 5.
Like 6.
Okay,
six or
so
seven.
6.
Yeah.
During that 6-year-old Trent, when was the first time that say. Music hit you differently and you started to realize maybe okay there's a pattern here, there's a pattern of love here, there's a pattern of interest here. I might want to attack this more. Was there anything in childhood that kind of was a spark there?
Just singing all the time.
Really?
Yeah, like I remember there was just one time where we were in the car. It was me, my dad, and my older sister.
Okay.
And there was some song playing on the radio, and like we all were singing it in the car.
Okay.
And my sister was trying to sing it, and my dad was like, "Wait, sing that again."
I got a question. Are you someone that like you know you're the best singer in the family, and like everybody else is like y'all ain't that good? Because I feel that way. No offense.
Love my family.
I don't really think about it, you know.
That's
I
true.
I kind of just do what I love to do. It's not really like a comparison, but you know, they don't sing if that's what you're asking.
Do they
like,
not sing?
None of my siblings sing. My parents sing.
They were too scared.
Sings. My little sister sings a little, but nobody is trying to pursue it. So,
I got you. Yeah. I got you. But so when it came to you singing, you said your dad was like, keep going in that moment.
No. He was telling my sister to sing something.
Okay.
And I kept singing it. And he was like, be quiet. He was like, we know you can sing. Oh. I want to hear her do it. And at that point, I was like, wait, I can do it. And it was just like, well, you know, like this feels good and it's fun. So, you know, I just never stopped.
I love that. I love that. As you are getting older, remind me, did you go to like college?
Yeah, so I went to East Carolina for a little.
You went to East Carolina?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't graduate, but I went to.
The Pirates.
What's that?
I'm NC State.
Okay.
We don't like the Pirates. But I'll say this about the Pirates. I'll say this. You guys care about y'all's college.
Yeah.
Whew, y'all. The Pirates, Marcia. The Pirates care.
That is true.
And look, I'm an NC State fan. We have a harsh. I'm not going to say fan. Obviously, like fan base sport-wise, yes, we have an intense. State cares a lot. East Carolina cares.
Yeah.
If y'all diss East Carolina, you better have a smooth punch on your hands, you know.
I won't hit you, though.
Well, okay, tell me about East Carolina. So as you went to East Carolina, you didn't finish, but
no.
Was there any culture there when it came to the music? Was there stuff that you figured out about yourself that drove you?
Yeah, I mean, so there were like small like showcases and things.
Okay.
I really only did. Honestly, one like there was like a small little showcase or like talent show or whatever,
okay.
And I sang Bruno Mars "Talking to the Moon."
Come on now, is that your favorite song by Bruno?
Good question. I don't know. I have too many great favorite songs from Bruno. His catalog is small, but like it's very wealthy.
But it's so ridiculous. Yeah. His catalog.
But I don't know. I don't know about favorite, but it is like a fun song to sing.
I can so see you singing though. I want to see a version of you singing Versace on the floor.
Oh, wow. That's.
Have you ever tried?
It would have to come down a couple notches. It's too high.
You don't think you'd hit that? I think you'd hit that. You really don't think you'd hit that? Dude, you'd hit that.
It'd have to come down a little. It'd have to come down. I don't know if I can do it comfortably. Yeah, singing is hard. Like that, singing
know,
that song
like,
is hard.
Would you do When I Was Your Man?
I've sang that too. I actually have sang that live. I've sang it at a So Far show.
Have you really? Was
yeah.
I there?
I'm not sure.
Oh, shoot.
Not sure.
My bad. I got to remember that.
Yeah.
I remember it. Yeah. Okay, so East Carolina, you performed like only one time.
Oh, yeah, so that was the one song, and like I won, but.
You won the whole thing.
I mean, it was just like a small little, you know, showcase or whatever.
Okay.
And yeah, because I left school, and when I left school, it was just a lot on me emotionally, mentally, because I was like, you know, I was supposed to finish things like that.
Yeah.
So I kind of, just fell into music because it was an escape for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And you come back here and I'm guessing that's when more of the pursuing started to occur, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Charlotte's more of a music town compared to Greenville,
right.
I would have to take a guess.
Right.
And more stuff started to rise. You started to meet people. I just have a random question, just because we are powered by the great Saunders Wave. Thank you, Salif. Thank you, Marcia. What connected you to them? Because you're very close with a lot of those people. I am, too. And obviously, they are such a beautiful community. So I'm curious, like, do you have a story of, like, when you first met, like, either Marcia, Salif, like, that kind of got you into that group?
Yeah, so Salif, I met him shortly after I left East Carolina, 2019, maybe.
Okay. Are you my age? Are you 20?
I'm 26. I turned 26.
Okay, I'm 25. Cool.
Yeah, remember we talked about this at the...
I know, but, like... I forget.
Yeah, so I just turned 26.
I thought I was older than you.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But I met him at through a mutual friend of ours,
okay.
AB. Maybe you've met him.
Maybe.
He plays guitar and he raps. He's a great artist.
Are you talking about Aaron Black?
Oh, yep.
Are you talking about Aaron Black?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Aaron. We love Aaron Black. Oh, I love Aaron Black. That
yep.
boy's talented.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes. He's
so
an incredible artist. Yep. So I knew Aaron in high school.
Okay. I went to the same high school.
Right.
At
so
Winston?
No.
Here. Yeah, you're right. My bad.
We went to Philip O'Berry. We were in the marching band together, actually.
Wait a minute. What high school?
Philip O'Berry Academy of Technology.
Philip O'Berry?
Philip.
Holy crud.
Well, it's Philip O. Philip O.
Berry.
Berry. Okay. Yeah, he has a middle name. I don't know what his middle name is, but it starts with an O.
Bishop, probably.
O?
Philip. Oh. I thought you said Bo. My bad. Oscar.
Philip O.
Oscar. Anyway. Okay, so you met Aaron.
Yeah, so I met Aaron in high school, and then we were, like, just meeting up just to, like, play music, sing, meet him, Sid, which is another musician. She lives in Atlanta.
You got a photo of her?
Sure, yeah. She is incredible. Everybody's just so talented, but we were meeting up to just, like, jam out, and he was there. And we shortly after started, like, having jam sessions at his house.
Nice.
And from there, it's a couple years went by, and then I met Marsha through. Yeah,
beautiful photo of Marsha.
Yeah, absolutely. I met Marsha, and I actually heard her music before I ever met her.
She's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, or at least before I consciously met her. Like, maybe I met her in passing, didn't really know, and then...
Can I just say something real quick to the camera?
That she's talented?
Yeah, my videographer is ridiculously talented.
I mean...
She needs to hear that more.
Yes.
Another photo. Y'all don't understand. This woman...
I mean, whew, holds a wealth of just creativity.
Oh, she'll be
passion.
On the pod soon. Trust.
Yeah, I love Marsha Down.
We love
Marsha. Shout out to Marsha.
So you met Marsha before Salif, maybe, or no?
No. I met Marsha after. I met Marsha through Salif. So
it was at, like, one of the things at his
possibly
house.
Possibly. I've known Marsha for so long. I can't remember, like, exactly where.
Okay.
Possibly the house. Pretty sure. Probably the house. Probably the house. Yeah.
Nice. Was there a moment that you knew that this was a group that you wanted to kind of just, like, really get to know? Because they really are a family.
Yeah.
Which I love. Like.
I don't know if there was necessarily a moment. It just, like, I remember there was one time me and Marsha were, like, in the studio in the house, and we were just having talks. Like, we were supposed to be doing music. We were just talking, and I was like, damn, like, I really love this girl.
She's a cool
cat,
right?
Right. So, and with Salif, it was just, like, over time, just gradually just came to trust him. Yep. And
I love that, man.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't know about a moment, though.
Man, I love that just, obviously, we have some really good people that, not only what I like to kind of consider Sonar's Wave is, like, you have trust in your capabilities, and you also have just like a confidence, a silent confidence from Sonar's Wave. It's like, nah, you got this, like,
right,
as an artist, or even just, like, for me hosting as a podcaster, like, Sonar's Wave has really done well with just, like, yo, you have an idea here. I can't speak today. You have an idea here. It's a really good idea. Attack it. And we'll follow you.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me when I say this, if you're a good person.
Very collaborative.
And it's so collaborative. And it's such a community-based thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sonar's Wave.
Shout out, Sonar's
Wave. I wanted to get into one other thing about music. And we will get into... I'd love to kind of cut this conversation in half. So we'll talk about kind of one part of what I'm about to ask and then kind of dig into more of it. Let's talk about the simple fact of how much your voice has changed. Because that is something that you told me about, and
mm-hmm.
I'm very curious because I have only heard
that.
Certain stuff. I know, because Tuckered Out remembers everything. We are good at this. All these artists that watch this, I'm telling you, we're good. Anyway, your voice has changed a lot,
mm-hmm.
but as I said, I've only seen it a certain way. So I'm
yeah.
curious, where was it at certain points, and just how did it grow naturally? Where did we start?
So when I was doing, like, just singing in either high school or a play that I was in, I remember specifically the play.
Okay.
I was just singing very, very high, like, very high. And
talking about, like, head voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well, I think it was really, it was just my natural voice, so my chest
really?
Voice.
Damn.
Yeah, so it was just, I mean, chest and, like, you know, head voice, like, mixed, like, little mixed thing there.
Yeah.
But I just, my voice was always higher, and over time, well, shit, I forgot. Can I cuss? I'm sorry, I didn't. Oh, sorry.
Shit.
I got my tonsils removed.
Oh.
And up until that point, my voice was very thick.
Okay.
Because, like, my tonsils, like, this is, like, TMI.
Are we talking,
this is, like, gross.
Like, rusty sounding?
Well,
or?
Not necessarily rusty, but it was just thick in tonality because like my tonsils were like fat.
Yeah.
So like it was just thicker, like a thicker voice. Okay. I hear it because like it was me.
Yeah.
So when I got my tonsils removed and I recovered and I actually could sing again, which took a while.
Interesting.
My voice was just different. And just over time, just becoming a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Becoming a man, like my voice has changed a lot. So I've had to like readjust to those changes.
Yeah.
Not anything that anybody would notice per se, but just
it's always the small things with musicians, right? Like,
yeah,
like, I hear that starting to, yeah, I feel,
yeah, like certain runs that I couldn't do anymore.
Now you can,
because it's just like
video
with everything you do, but it feels like we're through. I feel like the Joker
of one of your runs.
Oh, nice,
uh huh. We do that here.
But yeah, so it's just changed over time. I've had to, like I said, readjust.
Okay.
To the changes.
Nice. All right. So the next part of the podcast, I love bringing this book out. I don't know if you have ever been on like a long car ride and you've had like this. I don't know if anybody does what I do.
Well,
I
really
go on
cool.
a long car ride and I carry this book with me. And it just kind of sparks conversations, you know, just kind of.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
Target.
Nice.
Shout out Target, I guess. Pay me. But anyway, it's random. We'll ask maybe 3 questions, and the goal is just have a combo of maybe just a couple minutes for each question.
Okay.
And see what we find out about each other.
Sure.
3,000 questions about me. Wow. All right. Let's see what we got here. What is your favorite ride at an amusement park?
Wow.
There's one I hate. I hate one specific ride, but.
No. I would say my favorite ride ever. I've only rode it once, and it was the Riptide in Universal.
Oh, the one where it splashes hell like really high.
No. It's in Universal
Studios. Hollywood. Oh yeah,
or,
that thing that goes up like this,
yeah.
And you're on your back, and you're like, oh.
Yeah. And then it has the. I think it's a red ride, right?
I
think it's called
I
Riptide.
Been to Universal. Universal. Are you talking? Well, no. Ripped Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket. Is it like? Riptide Rocket, something like that.
Maybe,
I know what you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Know. Maybe
I
you
think
can put
Kevin
the picture
Hart
up
literally
it?
Wrote it because I've watched this video. It's in Universal. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
This thing literally goes up like this, and you're facing.
Oh, yeah. I think because they play music. Like, you
yes.
can choose the type of music that you want to listen to, and then they, like, record. Okay.
You did
so,
it?
Yeah. So, yeah. That was, like, the funnest ride. I haven't rode it in years, so I don't know if it's my favorite anymore, but I know I enjoyed that a lot.
Are you a big amusement park fan?
Yes. I
okay.
love the biggest rides. I want to go as high as you
man.
Can take me and drop me.
So you've been to Carowinds a couple times, man.
Yeah.
Have you, man? What's your thoughts on Fury?
I love the Fury is fun. Like right now I'm just thinking about that feeling when you're like going down and you're
90 miles per hour. Did you know it's the highest giga coaster in the world?
Yeah, I think I did hear that. It's fun. I would okay. I guess maybe that's my favorite.
Oh
I guess
my
by
gosh.
Default.
Man.
I don't know.
You know, I interesting fact about Tucker. The when I first went on Fury, it was only 2 months into the opening of Fury, and the ride was stopping.
Mm.
I don't know if anybody remembers this, but like the ride, I'd say like the first there was like 2 or 3 days where the ride was glitching about 40 yards before the get off point.
Oh no!
So everybody was thinking that like it was gonna. There's going to be a problem there. I think it would stop for like 5 minutes and then it would keep going. But everybody was like, and
I don't think I remember that.
Dude, well, let's also remember Fury had a viral clip of when it cracked.
That big
right?
ass crack.
So these things are like adding up for Fury. I remember I was on one of those days where it stopped like 40 yards before. And I remember I went on it with certain friends. I was in youth group at the time. And then another group of the youth group went on it on the next time.
Mm.
And I found out that I went on the ride where it fully went through, but then before and after me, it stopped.
Mm.
I was like, what? Like,
wait, the ride before and after, and you
yes,
still
meaning
got on?
Like the ride that happened right after me stopped, and then the ride that happened right before me had stopped.
Oh, really?
And I didn't know that. I just went on. I wasn't even focusing on it.
Okay.
And they were like, it's not going to like hurt you or anything, but everybody was freaking out that it could stop a lot far. Like, say you're upside down, like 200 feet in the
That's
air.
That's crazy.
And they were letting people still go. It was so interesting.
Yeah, I would have
Not the
around.
Best call by Fury, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
I would say Nighthawk. I love Nighthawk.
Why was that my next? I was going to say
love
Nighthawk.
But it's always so busy.
Yeah, I've only wrote it like twice.
Oh, my gosh.
As many times as I've been at Carowinds, only twice.
Love Nighthawk.
I don't ask you a question?
You can. Go ahead. Good call. That was a good call. Trent got
so
me
So I'm just
going to
flip Trent and stop. Ooh, I like this one. Do you think you could beat a lie detector test?
Honestly, yeah. Yeah. I really think I could. Because you know what, though? My brain is so good at, like, kind of, like, twisting stories that I end up kind of believing it.
Wow.
Which is not healthy.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of sick.
No, I'm not.
That's a little bit sick.
We're going to have – Marcia just called me delusional if you didn't, she didn't have a mic. She should, though. That was a good call out. I think I would not fully beat it, but I think I would definitely have questions I'd get wrong. I'd fake people out with.
I've seen way too many crime shows. Like, they'd get you.
I don't know, man. I've seen so many of the lie detector stuff on Variety. Have y'all seen those?
Yeah.
And people, like, lie, and they get away with it.
Oh, because they believe their stories probably.
Exactly. That's enough.
I don't remember that one.
I wouldn't believe, like, crazy bad stories. If it's, like, small things, like.
Yeah.
I think I'd be all right. How about you? Would you do it? You said no.
No. I'd fail. I'd fail quickly. They'd catch a pupil or some shit. Or something. I don't know.
All right. Let's see. Last one. Oh, man.
And a freak when it's time.
Are you okay with going out alone, or do you prefer having company?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I mean, I think there are pros and cons to both.
Darn right.
I don't know if I could choose. I love my alone time. Like, I feel like.
Well, let's take it to subjects. So let's talk.
Okay.
Let's talk music straight up. So, like, say you're attending a concert. Go alone, go people.
It used to be with people, but now it's alone.
I go alone now too.
I really, because the last concert that I went to, I just wish that I would have went alone.
Really? Me too. Me too.
Yeah. So I wish I would have went alone. Not that I had a bad experience with who I went with. She's like she's a good friend of mine, but I just wish I would have went alone. Like, there were other people that we were like with, and it was like, I should have went alone. I originally wanted to go alone.
Yeah.
It was to Beyonce. So
you did go to Beyonce. I remember I was asking you about that because you were my only friend that went.
Yeah. So
how was Beyonce, by the way?
Yeah, it was a great show, but I just wish that I would have went alone because I would have got floor seats.
I have a question. Is there anybody in that crowd that didn't mute at the right time? Did someone yell out at the wrong time?
Probably.
You didn't hear nobody though?
Probably. I'm pretty sure I did, but the whole thing was a blur.
I bet everybody cussed them out.
Yeah.
I bet everybody.
It was just like I didn't necessarily care. Like, I think people were overreacting a little bit. I was just like,
that's what happens when you have such a high fan base like B.
Yeah, people were like, shut the.
I know. Trent's like,
what if I genuinely didn't know and you just told me to shut the fuck up?
Yeah,
like,
they're for friends. Like, I love that.
I'm just singing along. But anyway.
Hey guys, thank you so much for watching the podcast, and thank you to our sponsor, Queen City Grounds, for providing the location. You can find a perfect blend of coffee, cuisine, and entertainment while you are here. It is in-house made coffee. There is brunch and dinner options. There is a full bar and amazing live events. So come check it out and stay grounded. Thank you to Sonorous Wave for powering this podcast. Sonorous Wave is an amazing music collective based here in Charlotte. Their slogan is artistry versus the algorithm, and they are so good at putting all events into a music setting, and they kill it. They are amazing with every event they are in association with, so check them out. All right, so I want to real quick continue on just the voice subject of how you got to where you are now. Because as I kind of said in the intro, you for real, in my opinion, like Hozier, Giveon, like very similar, like almost like a combo of them. So I'm curious, like, when was the realization, or what did you figure out you could do with your voice that was different than what was around you? Like, where was your, okay, this is me, like, description? That's a good question.
It is. I genuinely don't know if I could pinpoint a moment, and I have a reason why. It's just I never I never think about my voice in comparison.
Well, maybe not in comparison, but more of just like where what were pieces that you were starting to grab from different, maybe like other singers or even just, yeah, like.
So I'll say it's just when I would hear like other singers talk about like, I don't know how they learn how to sing.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I was listening to Stevie Wonder and Beyonce and, like, practicing their run, and Jasmine Sullivan.
Sullivan,
and, like,
different.
Redo, like, rehearsing their runs over and over and over. And from, like, live shows, you know, records. And
can
I was
I
just
ask
like,
a question?
Sure.
Sorry to interrupt. I just want to ask, how do you prepare for a run? I stink at runs. So
how do I prepare?
Or how do you practice a run? Straight up.
Just literally slow it down.
As slow as you can.
Yeah. No. Slow it down. So slow the run down. Whatever run that I'm trying to do, I'll just slow it down and do it note by note by note. So if it's like, I can't do an example, but
all good.
Yeah. So I literally just slow the run down and like get each note like you know, like if it's you know, just
and
really
speed
slow
it
down.
Up slowly.
Yeah.
I got you. So. I do think your voice is one of the more like different things that I've gotten to hear in my lifetime. And one thing that you luckily have done in my presence, like I've gotten to see you perform a couple times. I would love to talk about your cover of Creep because I think that's such a very impressive cover. Here's a couple seconds of it. I'd love to give me the backstory on why you wanted to put that out and also just like, how you made it your own. Like, what were some parts where it's like, yeah, I'm going to do this for the song?
So, shout out to Tom, Record Press Play.
You got a photo?
Sure.
Maybe. Go on.
So, it was very collaborative. I wanted to put out a cover to something that I could, like, that somebody would hear and be like, wow, like, you know, that doesn't even sound like a cover. You know, I wanted to flip it that much to where it's like, this literally sounds like something that you wrote. And I've gotten that before. Like, that's somebody was like, oh, I thought this was yours. And I was like,
really?
No.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, no, it's just
it's
a cover.
Not.
Shout out to Radiohead. It's just a classic record. It's just so classic.
Yeah.
We just wanted to slow it down. We changed the time signature. To kind of like drag it out a little more, but I honestly still haven't performed that song live to this day, and I'm waiting for the moment because I love
you still
singing that
haven't
song.
Why do I feel know. Like you have what covers have you done live? Why am I
I've done a lot. I've done some Stevie Wonder covers.
You
I've
have
done
Stevie.
Some James Blake.
You really haven't done Creep. Why do I feel like you have? Okay. Shoot.
Yeah, I can't wait though. It's coming soon.
That's cool, man.
I start performing again.
Well, and it really was beautiful. I was so impressed by how that kind of just was put together.
I appreciate
and
it.
And seriously, as I said before, just your
Thank
vocals
you.
Are fantastic. And I want to kind of transition into your own project, which was Godspeed, the recent project that you have come out with, which came out in what year? If you know, it's a few years ago.
2021. Damn. Like, you don't think about time until you think about time.
That's why you got to ask the questions.
Maybe 2021, me and the Midas Black.
Okay.
Who was another.
The who?
The Midas Black.
The Midas
or
Black.
Or Midas Black.
Who's that?
He's a producer. He's okay. A producer and artist in Charlotte. I'm not sure if you've met him.
I don't know if I have.
Yep. Engineer. Yes.
Okay.
Very, very talented. Very, very talented. That was actually like my first producer collaborator.
Okay.
Where we just went crazy.
Well, tell me about that. So when it came to Godspeed, why Godspeed? Why was that the name?
Well, I mean, it like if I didn't mention Frank Ocean, it'd probably be like, oh, well, you know, like I just have to.
Marsha needs a mic. Good Lord.
She does.
Anyway, go on.
But the innumerously talented Frank Ocean has a song called Godspeed. Okay. Innumerously. Is that a word?
I think so.
Wow, that was really good, though. That was really good. Like, if I just created that word, innumerously, like, anyway. He has a song called Godspeed, and it's just amazing, and it became one of my favorite songs ever. And then I actually looked up what Godspeed meant, and I was like, wow, like, I really resonate with not only the song, but, you know, just the word Godspeed, like, at the time in my life.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit, I'm going to name my, you know, my project Godspeed and get
that.
It tattooed on my body and just kind of, like, be a daily reminder that, you know, this is a career that I want to pursue.
Yeah.
So every time I look at my sternum, I'm like, I know exactly why I got this tattoo. Like, I can't stop as much as I want to. I can't stop. Literally, it's tattooed on my body.
All right. So. Well, that's a perfect transition for the part that I'm very interested in as well. You recently took a break.
Still taking a break.
But here's what's interesting. We had discussed having this podcast earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, for me, like, I'm a fan of, like, whenever someone is ready to talk, yeah. Like, I'm down. And you said, like, you'd be down to talk about just kind of, like, not crazy specifics, but just, like, what's kind of been happening and how that break's felt for you. And, yeah, just I'd love to hear a little bit more. And I'll start with just one thing I saw. And if you don't mind maybe elaborating, I would love to hear it. You posted something on Instagram that I thought was very powerful.
Okay.
It was you smiling, but under there was the caption, and one of the things you said was "un everything you can possibly think of." It had like "un everything" as kind of one of the staples, and it was obvious that like mental health maybe wasn't great for you at that moment. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I'm curious just like what happened, or even just like where were you at,
mm-hmm.
and what can you say just about what like how you're feeling from that?
Well, I'm feeling great, by the way. Like, I really am feeling great now. Slowly just showing up more,
yeah.
You know, like actually just showing up. I don't know if there necessarily was an event that, you know, just was like, okay, this is too much. You know, life just gets a lot at times.
Yeah.
And I just had difficulty ironing out, you know, what I was feeling. I had difficulty there's like a really big loud noise.
I don't even know what that is. Sounds like something. I don't know.
That was a loud.
I don't care. Go ahead. I don't care. This is going to be a part of Tuckered Out. No.
Okay.
It's going to be a part of this blooper. Can you hear it? That's even in there. That's funny. All right. Go ahead.
I had a lot of difficulty, compartmentalizing my issues.
Okay.
So everything just felt like one big problem until I realized that, like, you know, shit's gonna be hard. Like, I don't have a choice but to keep pushing and, you know, keep trying. A really big thing for me was my voice. For the longest time, I've just been having issues with my voice. Like, singing just gradually just got harder. Things that I could always do just couldn't do as easily. And just being in my head, I was just like, well, fuck, I can't sing anymore. Like, you know, I don't know what to do with life. I don't know which way to turn, because I don't, like, music is all that I've, you know, wanted to know. So, you know, it was just a lot. It was a lot. And I've taken breaks before, but this is like the break of all breaks where I am like genuinely happy. Like, genuinely happy. Like, I am appreciative of, you know, everybody in my life, everybody who has, you know, stuck beside, you know, all of my little stints of, you know, reclusivity.
Wow.
Is that a word? Wow. Okay. I became a professional recluse, and now I'm like, you know, genuinely happy. I feel like I lost my train of thought a bit. No, I didn't. Yeah, I'm genuinely happy.
I'm happy about that, man.
Struggles are always going to be struggles,
yes.
Regardless of what they are. And I'm so ready to get back into performing, supporting people again, just like going back outside, because it takes a lot to go outside and, you know, just do things.
Well, I was going to ask, is there an aspect of music in your life that you had to get a better understanding of? That maybe was affecting you not the way you needed it to, and now that maybe it is, you've looked at something in a different perspective?
I think just who I wanted to be as an artist in totality, just what exactly I wanted, what message I wanted to share to the world. I was, like I was telling you before, music was my escape from, you know, just the heaviness of leaving college. It was my escape, and then eventually it turned into, okay, like, this is my means to escape, you know, being broke, you know, just going through different things. Like, it, I was like, you know, it didn't feel organic to me anymore, because I was like, felt like I was trying to create something for, you know, somebody that wasn't myself.
Interesting. Okay.
And I really had to, like, I thought I was trying to change my name and everything. Like, really? I was, yeah. Wow. So it was just a lot. Like, it didn't feel genuine to me anymore. Like, I didn't feel like I could be in a space where, like, I'm performing. It's like, I thought people would look at me like, this, like, he doesn't even know, you know. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a lot of mental back and forth, a lot of ping pong over, you know, what I wanted to do, who I wanted to be, what message I wanted to sing. So now I know, like, you know, I literally can be anybody that I want to be. I can dance if I want to.
Because you like dancing more than singing.
Yes. Yeah, it's genuine. I used to be a drum major in
really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I used to be sick. A drum major in my high school band.
That's sick.
And the type of band that I was in was like historically, yeah, so it was high step, and it was 90s, you know, 90 degree angles with the marching. And as a drum major, my job, my duties were to, like, lead the band.
Yeah.
And wait. You were in the band. Marshall was in the band. So
in your band?
No, not in my band. She was in band, and I feel like, now that I'm thinking about it, like, I knew Marsha way before, like, yeah. You see, what did you, Rocky River, did you go to? No, where'd you go? Independence. Okay. So definitely had to. Damn. Sorry. Just
I love those.
Anyway.
That's why she needs a mic.
Right. Needs a mic.
I was going to, well, something you said, I was interested in.
I'm
so
saying a lot. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I love tangents, trust me. But you said something earlier I wanted to ask about. Is there something in music now that you know you have to give to the world? Because you said that, like, you are starting to realize what you now need to give.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's just, like, that raw, genuine authenticity. Like, you know, I can bare my soul or, excuse me, I can bare my soul or I can, you know, dance if I want to, you know, I like whatever I have to give to the world. Like, I think I need to tap into all of that in order for me to become the artist that I want to be. Like, I want to be, like, I want to make people feel good, like, and not just, you know, making them cry. Like, I feel like, you know, every time I sang, it was just like, I'm looking out in the audience and people are crying. No, Marsha's laughing.
Marsha's there for one of them.
No, like, it, so, like, at one point I always told myself, like, when I get up on the stage, like, my goal is to make people cry. But it's just like, you know, people can cry, but also people can feel good. It's just like,
yeah,
I was just, you know, I'm just like, you know, wow, people are crying because I'm up here singing, you know, like, it just, I want people to feel like, I love that I can make people cry. And, like, now I want to make people, like, you know, like, ooh, like, I feel this in my, you know, like.
So are you, like, what is a song that you want to make? Is there a type of genre you want to attack?
All of them. If I can.
Oh, come on, Trent. What is all?
Well, not all of them, because that's a lie. Actually, yeah, I just lied. I did just lie.
You know, we don't do broad here.
Yeah, no broadness. So I'll say I want to tap into pop. I think that over this last year, I've started to cultivate, you know, well, I've started to pull from some pop essences.
Name some. Who we got? Who's interesting? Said Hozier, right? Kind of.
So, yeah, Hozier. I'll say Hozier. I'll say Frank Ocean. I'll say, like, he has an... Ex- Yes, Swim Good, Novocaine.
He
just has an extraordinary sense of pop, and he doesn't even make pop music, if that makes sense. So he's definitely like on the top of my list for like artists, not necessarily that I want to emulate. That's not what I mean. I want to, you know, when you listen to Frank Ocean, you feel good, you know,
feel
like,
you on that.
Yeah,
the
you
tornado
know,
sorry,
literally. So I, pop essences, R&B essences. I feel like R&B is a very, very, very particular sound.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, just because I'm a black boy, people have said, oh, R&B, like, no, I don't think R&B sound. Me personally, and I wish Marsha had a mic because I would love to hear, you know, because she is, well, I mean,
next time.
She's R&B. Marsha's sound has, you know, evolved as well.
Very much so.
So just R&B, I feel like I pull from the essence or, you know, maybe like some drums or, you know, R&B flavor. So I just pull from, I think, rock, pop, R&B, and neo soul.
All right, so I have a question.
Yeah.
What do you prefer more, Zane or Teddy Swims? Because you did some covers.
Ooh, I did.
That were fire. Here's a few seconds of one of them. In the place that feels the tears, the place to lose your fears, yeah, reckless behavior. A place that is so pure, so dirty and rough, in the better. Do we like lose control or do we like pillow talk? Like what?
Pillow talk is literally like
your voice fits that song so well.
Pop song, like it's the perfect dramatic pop record. Like it's just so so good. I don't know. Teddy Swims is pretty
ridiculous.
Jumping right now.
Ridiculous.
So yeah, I don't know. I'll say Teddy only because it's. He's like, you know, fresh and new. But Zane is amazing.
I wanted to hop into one more subject that I think we can definitely just like have conversations about and kind of very much relate to each other about, and it's how important physical health is.
Ooh.
And like how taking care of your body can improve a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, like you told me that right now that is a big deal for you, like getting in the gym, like making sure you're working out. So what do you like to work out? Like what is a typical, if you set up your perfect gym day, talk me through the schedule of like what happens. You show up, go from
that
there.
That just turned me on a little bit.
That's a good freaking question. I'm good at this.
I literally love the gym so much. I could talk about the gym all day, so I'll keep it to a point. My perfect gym day would be full.
Start from finish.
From start to finish. Right. I'm going to get in there. I might hit some jump ropes.
You're not a stretcher?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, So
I stretch for an hour before.
Yes,
I
so stretching is very important. So I'll either jump rope or I'll do Stairmaster for like 5 to 7 or 8 minutes. Like nothing too crazy, just to get my like body, you know.
Activated,
yeah, just get everything activated. Stairmaster is super crazy, by the way. But anyway.
I like it. I'm a big fan of walking backwards. Have you ever done that?
Yes. So I walk
that's
backwards.
So healthy, Marsha.
Yeah,
I walk backwards.
Yes, I walk backwards with an incline.
Do you? That's smart.
Yeah,
on my
leg days to kind of get the ankles rolling and all that stuff. Like 1.5 to 2.0. Nothing crazy. So after I, you know, do that, I stretch very, very, very in depth stretches.
Are you a roller? Do you like rubbing out the muscles?
So, yeah. Honestly, if I am rolling, I'll roll after
leg
day.
Yeah. Trust me.
So, I'll do like a, like, honestly, 20, 25-minute stretch, and then I'll attack full body.
No one does that. Everybody's trying to get big in the gym. No one stretches.
So, my perfect day will be full body. I'll probably do, like, some incline dumbbells.
I feel you on that.
Chest flies. Woo. Yeah. I like to do, like, there's this, it's like a squat, but you have like some dumbbells and you're like squatting.
You do it
into
at the same
that.
Time. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know, full body. I like to do pulse squats. Those are like my favorite quad workout.
Come on now.
I don't know. I've turned into a gym rat.
That's like, great though. Like the gym is so, for me, I'm a big gym rat too. And I think working out is one of those things where even if you do a little bit, I'm talking like if you go on a 10-minute walk, it improves your mental health so much.
Yes.
It is something that so many, I wish more people, obviously, in my opinion, I want everybody to work out. I feel like that would make everybody so much happier.
Sure.
But also, like, there are so many ways to workout. Mm-hmm. It is not just one road. Mm-hmm. Like for me, I'm a volleyball player. I do volleyball. I love swimming. I love biking. Like that. Yep. There's so many ways to knock out cardio. Mm-hmm. And there's also a lot of ways to knock out strength. Mm-hmm. A lot of I wish more people knew that, because there is, like, you can find your route with it in so many different ways. So I applaud
Pilates.
You.
And that Pilates is actually super crazy, by the way. I've
What is?
Pilates.
I haven't done Pilates. I've done hot yoga. I haven't done Pilates yet. Just once?
I'm
Marsha did
you.
It. She had a hard time. Let me tell you. She said
Pilates
it'll change
is crazy.
Everything.
I've only done one. I've only done one session, and it literally broke my body like into like a million and like five pieces, I think.
Isn't it holds? Isn't it a lot more holds?
Yes. It's holds, like it's a lot of like my legs are shaking. Like, I don't know what that was.
I don't even know what that was. I don't even think we caught it on camera anyway.
Yeah. Yes. She said her cousin did 3 months Pilates.
Marsh's cousin's now toned as hell.
And it's crazy. Like, it's super crazy because it targets muscles that you don't use, like, even in strength training.
I feel you, bro.
So, yeah, there's a lot of ways to work out. Biking is actually my favorite cardio, but I don't have a bike right now. I need to get one.
Man, I love it. But we're coming to the end of Tuckered Out. I wanted to do one more thing.
This is so fun.
Before we leave.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of a thing I like to call Honey Roast. Honey Roast literally just means that whenever I have an artist on the show, I think they should know why I have them on the show.
Okay.
I don't have artists on the show just to talk to them. I always have an artist on the show because I appreciate them in some way. Nice. So I'm going to kind of show you your flowers and how I've experienced you. And I'm going to start with the first time I heard you sing, because I remember it was at Not Just Coffee. And I remember you did something I'd never seen before. And you simply, it's something that I actually do at so far. I incorporate it with Tuckered Out a little bit.
Okay.
And you simply, you had a book, and the book was for you, but it was like, if you felt something during the show that you appreciated, I am making almost like a memory book out of this. Can you write it down if you like something that I did? And, you know, you were, I think, the last one to go that night. You killed it. And then lot of people were writing it.
Side note. So that book, actually, I never really told, I don't tell people, but it's actually like my songbook. So I write little songs in between the messages that only I'll know. And if, you know, people are signing, because I'm gonna obviously bring it back, but as people are signing, nobody's gonna know, like, wait, these are actually like lyrics, you know. It's like a little like Easter egg,
like
that.
Okay.
A little something.
Well, I love that you do that, because ultimately, again, it was just a new way that you could show an artist's appreciation. And then again, back to your singing voice, you have a voice that it almost is calming to the soul. And I say that because the runs that you have, but also just the way that you put your body into singing, is something that I hadn't seen before when I came to Charlotte. Mm. And it was something that, like, again, I'm very happy that you're in such a better place to perform, because you really, it's always really awesome. It's boring to see someone sing when they're just doing this. When it's like this, like, we want to see the body get into it too. We want to see an artist feel what they're trying to do and sing. You are very good at that. And it's something that I luckily have seen multiple times, and I want to keep seeing. So I want to applaud you on that. And then I just want to say one thing that you do very well that I don't even know if you realize you do very well is you hug very well. Mm. You have such a genuine hug. When you see someone, I've noticed, you just want to embrace them with love and make sure that you are holding eye contact. I know that's kind of an interesting thing to say, but every time I've seen you, you have been so quick to be like, Tucker, it's so good to see you. Gave me a massive hug where I immediately felt, it's like, damn, he really was like happy to see me. And I think Marsha probably agrees with that. And I know I have felt that. And I just want to say thank you for that. But again, one thing I think Marsha and I and whoever's watching can really appreciate is that we are so excited that you want to come back and are just excited to attack music. So I want to just thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Like,
of course. You're one of my friends.
I appreciate it.
Is there anything that you're working on that we should know about? This is coming out maybe in March. So.
Okay. I don't know if. Oh, well. I'm just, my goal
there
is
doesn't
to.
Have to be no, there doesn't have to be anything. To
no, no, no. So there is, there always is, like, I've been in the studio for, and I haven't released anything for almost a year now. Yeah. So, like, I have so many being, like, six, but, like, they're really good songs. Like, they're really, really good, and they've taken so much time.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait for people to hear them.
I love that.
Simply put.
Let's go. Well, yeah. Y'all, that was Trent Dominic. Thank you guys so much for watching. As always, stay grounded. We're in the fantastic Queen City grounds. We'll see y'all next time.